We're going to call this section Perception is Reality. Now, this is a neat concept. It's an interesting concept, but it's one that rules our lives. It rules your life and my life and everybody else's life. The world that we believe and see and know around us, yes, there is a physical world. I'm not saying that the world exists in our mind. But what reality is exists in our mind. If we think that somebody is out to get us, chances are everything that they do will reinforce that. It will be very difficult to prove, for them to prove that they're really not out to get us, that they're on our side. And in the back of our minds, we may always suspect that they're really, possibly, trying to fool us. Likewise, if you feel that the economy is in a tailspin, if you feel that your money is, you're in danger of losing everything you have, then that perception will drive the way that you handle your spending. It'll drive the way that you handle, the discussions that you have. It will dominate every area of your life. At the same time, another person may look at it and see all of the opportunities that are in the economy. And that person will find opportunity everywhere they look. They will be just stumbling over deals that they weren't able to get before. And they will be taking advantage of the fact that the herd mentality is all running scared. On Wall Street, they call this buy when there's blood in the street. The essential truth there is that when everyone is selling, which is their perception that they should sell because you follow those perceptions, then they want to buy. And when everybody is buying, that's when they're selling. So perception is reality. Now, in terms of building value, the perceptions that you create are the things that add the value. And we can move this over in another chapter on positioning and wording and things like that. But the way that you build value in yourself is in clearly identifying those unique selling propositions, the things that matter and mean, and identify you. Things like your integrity, your honesty, the quality of what you do, the value of what you provide people, the place in the market that you occupy, identifying yourself with those words and phrases that come to be identified with you, positioning yourself in a way that you are unique and different in the marketplace. I tell people quite often that my objective as a marketer is to create the perception in the customers, in the prospects' minds, that they are standing on one side of a stage while all the rest of anybody else who could remotely be considered a competitor to them is standing over on the other side of the stage. To the degree that I'm successful at that, our campaigns and our programs will be successful. In terms of creating the perception of who you are, it's very, very important, as we've talked before, that you deconstruct, you backwards engineer, and you decide where it is you want to be, who it is you want to be perceived as in the market, and begin looking at all the ways that you can make that happen, and also look at all the ways that you are currently sabotaging that. Again, to go back to price, if you are wanting to present yourself as a high value proposition in the marketplace, the go-to person for the real value of what it is that you offer, then having sales on what you offer is shooting yourself in the foot, because those sales are saying it really isn't worth that much. You never, ever want to do anything that is not congruent with that position that you want to achieve, that perception that you're creating in the marketplace, because once you do, that changes the perception that your customers have of you. You know, another element of perception, and we may spend a chapter on this as well, but another element of perception is, who is your competition? Your competition exists in one place. It exists in the gray area of your head and the gray area of your prospects' and customers' heads. The reality is, you have no competition. There is nobody who is you. There's nobody else but you who have your range of experiences, knowledge, and skills, who have your specific business model, market, location, your specific talent pool. There's nobody else but you. All of the other people have different elements of what it is that you do, but they do. The only reason they exist as competition is because you have not clearly defined yourself in the marketplace, so that your perception is what I said earlier, where you're over on one side of the stage. You are the Xerox. You are the Federal Express. You know, you are that company that defines the business, and everybody else is compared to you, as opposed to you just being lumped in. When people look at you and go, oh, well, you're just like so-and-so, they say, oh, well, when they look at so-and-so, they say, oh, well, they're just like you. And that's the place that you want to reach. And then it's not something that happens overnight. It's something that takes time, effort, energy, and focus, and money, and it takes a vision to make that happen. But once it happens, you will be able to capitalize that in unbelievable ways. So it is worth the effort.